When you think about communication aviation, what comes to mind? Is it a cool squelch of a fighter pilot barking out orders, or is it that cool, calm, collected voice from the airline captain we hear so often? Or maybe it's that vague, scratchy PA system you hear on the routine airline flight. You know, you land somewhere and you hear the... If you fly a lot, you know what I mean. Whatever the case may be, there's a reason for it. It's not just to try and sound cool. Welcome back to our podcast, Let's Talk About Talking, an episodic podcast where we cover the importance of communication and its role in different professional industries. My name is Adam. I'm a private pilot with over 200 hours of flying experience, and today I will cover the third episode in the series Communication in the Cockpit, where I explore the importance of communication within the world of aviation. Now, let's get into my first topic, which is the effects and types of bad communication. Now, I know people think pilots nowadays just kind of press a button and have the airplane fly itself, but it's really not the case. There's a lot of teamwork and communication involved before you even enter the cockpit. From company management, talking to dispatch, talking to flight attendants, co-pilot, it's a lot of communication and teamwork to manage, and it takes a lot of rigorous training to be proficient at it. And most of the time it goes well. There's hundreds of successful flights every single day, but sometimes it does not. And unfortunately, subpar communication is a cause for a significant number of these accidents in aviation over the past few years. Aviation attorney John Griffith from Griffith Law Firm researched this issue and found that, quote, since the mid-1970s, communication failures have contributed to the deaths of more than 2,000 people in plane crashes, end quote. And it's sad to see such a simple issue cause these horrible accidents for so long, and it's still such a prominent issue, you know? Like the infamous Tenerife accident. If you don't know, that was the worst aviation accident in history, again, caused by poor communication, and up two airliners colliding on the same runway. So there's some of the effects of bad communication. We know what it can cause, right? But what do we mean by bad communication? There's two main issues today that I want to talk about. One of them is the incorrect terminology or misuse of standardized phrases. In the world of aviation, we use standardized phrases for a reason, so no one gets confused. When everyone uses these phrases and everyone has the same understanding of it and the same definitions of these phrases, it improves situational awareness for the pilot and air traffic controller because both parties understand what the other is doing without needing to clog the radio frequencies asking for clarification. Keep in mind, airspace is extremely busy. You want to keep your communication short, sweet, and to the point, and standardization of phrases, standardized phrases, allows for that to happen. The second one is failure to confirm. I hear this all the time when I'm out there flying. Pilots don't read back instructions from the controller. They don't confirm the command ATC has given them. It's terrible because ATC will stop what they're doing and question the pilot that's confused and make sure they get that command back read to them verbatim before moving on to any other plane operating the system. And it just causes a huge backup, task saturation for everyone. The controller is now backed up and kind of leads to a snowball effect, and you can see how safety is compromised, right? So there's some of the effects and types of bad communication. Now let's move on to my second point, which is communication within this cockpit specifically itself and why it's so important and what's been going on lately with it. So there's two sides to effective communication within the cockpit. Communication with your crew and communication with the air traffic controller. And if either of these are compromised, that's when an accident happens. The National Transportation Safety Board found that during a study in European airspace from 1983 to 2003, quote, poor crew resource management was a factor in 100% of fatal commercial flights. They also found that on average, ATC will make about 4,000 errors a year, with around 50 of those bad enough to potentially cause a significant accident, end quote. So communication errors from either party facing the cockpit today will cause an accident. So in airlines, right now what's happening is second in command authority. The co-pilot is scared to correct the captain if the captain's doing something wrong. Understandable, right? You're a new hire, fresh out the rigorous training course that you've spent months going through. It's your first time in the cockpit. You don't want to make the captain mad, right? But safety's being compromised here because something's being done incorrectly by the captain and it's not being addressed or fixed. Now let's move on to general aviation. What's going on in the general aviation world? Right now, communication in the cockpit is being compromised by task saturation. Most of the time, it's single pilot out there. Your single pilot resource management is taking a hit. When you're doing a single pilot resource management, it's only you flying. Every single aspect of the flight lays on you. You're responsible for everything. So communication kind of takes a back seat, right? And if communication is taking a back seat, your communication isn't going to be up to par, right? And when that happens, you're actually going to get more task saturated because the communication is not up to par. The control is going to get confused and put more workload on you by asking you questions and asking you to clarify. Maybe you're missing a call or two. And you can see how it snowballs into a compromisation of safety. So we can see how important good cockpit communication is within both airlines and general aviation. To have that good cockpit communication is to have good safety. And it's important for both pilot and ATC to establish good communication in order to keep a safe and orderly environment. Now let's move on to my last point of how we can improve this communication. We understand why poor communication is hazardous. Now let's talk about fixing it. Here's a quote from the FAA themselves stating that, quote, the importance of clear and unambiguous communication must be stressed in all training activities involving pilots, flight attendants, and aircraft dispatchers, end quote. For airlines, this means improved crew resource management. The crew needs to have a shared mental model of the current situation at hand. How is this mental model established? You got it. Communication. A common understanding of what's going on in the cockpit allows for tasks to be properly shared, coordinated, and prominent information to be spoken aloud frequently, allowing for everyone to be on the same page and allowing for safety to be first in the cockpit. As for that second command issue I mentioned earlier, it's important for the company culture to not harm those which are trying to speak out against a superior. And as for the general aviation side of things, I think communication does just naturally come with time. However, there could be a little more awareness, importance, and practice of it during ground training. I myself has gone through both Part 61 and 141 training. In both cases, there was little to no communication practice before actually flying. So a little more training for the student pilots couldn't really hurt. And that about wraps it up for this episode of Let's Talk About Talking. Remember, communication in cockpit is essential for a safe flying environment. To prevent bad communication and the effects from it, we can aim for improved crew resource management in airlines and improve second-in-command authority. Remember, you're a flight crew, not an office boss. Act like it. Be a crew. And for the general aviation side of things, just practice more. Go on liveatc.net, maybe Google some YouTube videos, and get familiar with the aircraft jargon and the speaking manner of things before you actually get up there and fly. If you want to learn more about communication in other fields, such as mechanical engineering or space operations, be sure to check out those episodes as well. Thanks for listening to Communication in the Cockpit with me, and take care.